Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Today's guest is Bill Cohen. He's a State House reporter for Ohio Public Radio. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
We've had a couple polls come out recently on the governor's race. Some show Kasich ahead by 10 points, and the other one that most recently came out suggests it's still a tight race. So what do you make of the discrepancies in these numbers?
Well, you're right about these polls being all over the place. There was a Quinnipiac poll showing Kasich up by 10. There was an Ohio poll by the University of Cincinnati showing Kasich up by 8. Then there was a CNN Time Magazine poll that showed a virtual tie, actually showed Strickland ahead by a point. The problem is that the dilemma for these pollsters is they're trying to reach not just registered voters, but likely voters. That's what we really want to know, the people who are likely to come out to vote. And there's no scientific way totally of determining who is definitely a likely voter. You can ask people, are you likely to vote? But that doesn't necessarily tell you who's really going to come out. And so they all have different methodologies, different ways to try to estimate who are the real likely voters. And I think that's what we're seeing.
Other news today, unemployment numbers statewide. The rate went down 0.1% to 10%. It's still a decline, but not by much. So how will this play into the governor's race?
Well, there's enough numbers in these latest statistics to be spun both ways. Ted Strickland, the incumbent Democrat, he can accurately say this is the sixth straight month that the jobless rate has declined. And several thousand fewer people are officially unemployed last month compared to the month before. And he can also say, the Federal Reserve in Philadelphia recently said we're the sixth, the fastest growing economy in the country among all the states. But these numbers also have some fodder for Republican John Kasich. He can say, look, the unemployment rate was around 11% 6 months ago. Now it's down to about 10. That's virtually no change at all. He can say there were actually fewer people with jobs last month, 17,000 fewer people with jobs last month compared to the month before. I think the Republican Party's even put out a release saying that's hardly a recovery. Quote, if anybody in Ohio deserves to lose a job, it's Ted Strickland. So again, both sides can use these numbers the way they want.
President Obama was just in Columbus with another visit scheduled for later next week to Cleveland. What effect does his visit have on the races in Ohio?
Well, I'm sure that the Democrats think, and they're probably quite accurate in this aspect, they think that this really juices up and energizes their base, minorities, young people, and others who they think are pretty sure to vote Democrat. They think when he comes in, he energizes them and really gets them to actually hand in those early ballots or go to the polling place and vote early. And it may well do that. But I think it was the Quinnipiac poll earlier this week that showed actually it could backfire on another group of voters, and that's the independent voters. Those are the key swing voters in this race. And they asked those independent likely voters, does Obama coming in for Strickland, does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him? And they found 35% said it made them less likely. Only 4% said it made them more likely. So I think some of the Democrats may be scratching their head saying, do we really want the president to come in or not?
And the Tea Party is going to be holding an event 3 days before the election. Could that backfire for Republicans?
I think there's a possibility of that. We don't know if Sarah Palin now is actually going to be headlining that, but they usually do have some kind of big name conservative star at the Tea Party rallies. And that will juice up the base, the Republican base, the conservative base, and get those people enthused and energetic. But you could make a case that that will alienate some of the independent swing voters who might say, geez, I kind of like what some of the Republicans are saying, but maybe some of those Tea Party people are a little too radical for me, and they might be turned off. So it's hard to know how these things will play until the votes are counted.
Now, of course, the voting is over for many people who have already done early voting, and it seems that there's a larger than expected showing of Democrats early voting in many of the state's big cities. What significance will that have on elections, if any?
If it really holds true and, you know, lasts for another week or two, it could be really good news for Democrats. We know that the Democrats really benefited from early voting 2 years ago when it was a Democratic tide. But this time, I think most of the polls and the interviews with voters seem to indicate it's the Republicans more energized. So you might expect that they would be doing a lot better in the early voting. And if it's true that the Democrats are doing a lot better, that could be a very hopeful sign for the Democrats.
Bill Cohen is with the State House News Bureau for Ohio Public Radio. Thanks so much for being here today.
It's been a pleasure.